Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about Sistema, the Russian philosophy and martial art, and how I've applied it to my life, and how I came to the point of self-realization. And I'm going to discuss how I arrived at this point, my personal journey, and how I finally found clarity. But with Sistema, the ultimate goal is to create a positive and strong mental state, and to have autonomy over your own body, and to be able to regulate stress and live a peaceful life. And I've seen men in the past looking for answers, you know, trying to channel their guilt, their self-loathing into different avenues, you know, whether it be religion, a female mother figure, community outreach, whatever. But these never provided the relief they sought. I mean, they weren't committed to their beliefs, and the mind-body connection, it was non-existent. Because finding meaning or purpose, you know, for me, it has to be across all levels of the human experience, you know, the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual. And the spiritual, for me, it's never been religious. For me, it's having a full emotional experience in life, and it's claiming that right, because male emotion, it's valid. And after I came out of a coma, a number of years ago, I was determined I would walk. Determined I'd walk again no matter what, and for perhaps the first time in my life, I had focus, I had clarity, and the euphoria I felt from being able to even stand up and shuffle a few steps, I mean, it was incredible. And it wasn't euphoria solely from walking and getting control of my limbs back, it was more so from the sheer resolve and satisfaction I experienced from having autonomy and sovereignty over my body and my mind for perhaps the first time in my life. And that strength and clarity that I experienced, you know, I ran from it, you know, for years afterwards. So instead of channeling my newfound strength, I dismissed it. And instead of using this experience to reevaluate myself and my values and to develop new ways of expressing myself, instead I got scared. And yeah, I mean, scared I'd get hit by an unseen enemy again, you know, a viral infection that left the body as fast as it hit me, and scared that this time, if it happened again, I'd break. And that frightened me more than death. So I pushed myself physically, you know, in the gym, rebuilding my body, and I built myself a very strong physique, because I wanted to be prepared for the enemy this time. And getting in the gym, hitting the iron, was like a high. I became obsessive about it, and I loved the feeling of hitting the wall. But the body I built, it didn't bring me the sense of validation that I needed, and so I looked for validation and maternal love in all the wrong ways, which is all self-harming activities. Because what I sought was to heal and be nurtured in the arms of a woman. But I mean, yeah, that's too much to put on anyone. And it put me in a very vulnerable position. And when men are viewed only as a utility, yeah, my pain, my needs, they were irrelevant. And me, I mean, I ran through women, you know, one after another, and all it caused me was distress. You know, they were just empty experiences. And I lost belief in myself, and there was no focus. And I was acting out to avoid facing pain of my childhood, which had resurfaced after my experience in hospital. I mean, it had always been present, and it flared up in situations, you know, hurting me and hurting others, but hospital, it sent it into overdrive, and the trauma, it was intensified. And I cut all ties with people, and it's a behavior I've exhibited most of my life. Yeah, you know, I've pushed people away to test them. Yeah, it's not unlike an orphan, you know, who will test the love of every adult in their life to see if their love is true. And I still do it to an extent. It's more subtle, but it's there. And you know, I truly believe it was a subconscious drive to force everyone in my life away. So I had to rely on me, and only me. And I got what I wanted. And it was a stark realization. And there came a point where I needed to refocus, and I tried to venture down the path of self-improvement, flying blind the whole time. Like for instance, I've tried meditation in the past, but I found it artificial. I had an aggressive reaction to even the very thought of it. And it's interesting, there's been instances inside prisons where management, they've painted rec rooms and cell walls in the colour pink or something similar. And they found the inmates scratching the paint off the walls with their fingernails and eating it. I felt the same way most of my life about meditation or the like, Because for myself, it had to be a combination of physical and mental. It had to resonate with me physically. I mean, you've all seen Fight Club. Hit me. Make me feel. Make me real. And for me, that was my experience. With Sistema, to vent and actually force stress from your body, your training partner, he'll strike you with closed fists against your body. But not to inflict damage, but to jar you. It brings you back into reality, at the same time taking you outside of yourself. And you get in touch with your primal self. And it's men working together. It's men fighting and focusing their energy, sharing philosophy, learning from one another, questioning their purpose. Every purpose different, but the path the same. Now, a lot of these guys that I've trained with, they're very, very traditional minded, and yet they're very welcoming of my beliefs relating to men in society, and I've shared openly. And they recognize me as a human being, and my rights as valid. And of course they would. Sistema, it's all about understanding and knowing how to navigate your environments. It's about tearing all your prior beliefs. Your cynicism, your judgments, your guilt, your shame, your aggression. Tearing them all down and then starting from a point where you build and strengthen your body and your mind. And Sistema, it's about understanding yourself. And it's not for the faint-hearted. It's about embracing your weaknesses. And from this weakness, we derive our strength. And we leave false pride at the door. And we shake off others' expectations like lice. We forge our own purpose. And Sistema, it encourages the student to embrace every experience, positive and negative, as an opportunity to gain a deeper understanding of yourself. And to realize that what you project, you receive in kind. But a man with very clear, definite boundaries, who refuses to compromise, if it entails loss of integrity and is against his values, is a man who sends a clear message and sets an example for other men to follow. Because you want everything, mind and body, running like a well-oiled machine, cognizant of everything, self-aware, and still in a calm state, even in moments of conflict. And your movement and your breath calm, fluid, maintaining control and clarity at all times. We as humans, we have an amazing capacity for recovery. And Sistema, it's been very beneficial in my recovery from trauma. In recovering from a traumatic experience, it requires that the painful emotions be processed. Because traumatic feelings, they can't be hidden away, they can't be ignored. And if they're not dealt with, the trauma will play over and over again, your body and your mind in a constant state of hyperarousal. And no matter how impressive the male capacity for recovery is, the male who experiences trauma will find himself disconnected. And this is how males are treated in society. A traumatized male, at best, is seen as a liability, and at worst, he's seen as a would-be predator. Depression, self-hate, guilt, shame. And they serve only to disconnect a male from emotion and from experiences. And it doesn't help that we turn our backs on these men. Hyperarousal, stress, fear, anxiety, they're all recurrent symptoms of men who have experienced trauma. And like any machine, if you overstimulate the circuitry, the circuits will blow, and everything shuts down. And the male becomes numb, he becomes dead inside. And a man in this state, in this mental state, I mean, he loses a good proportion of his mental capacity. And it's a dangerous position to be in, because he still has to make decisions. He still has to navigate an already treacherous environment for males. And yeah, I mean, there's zero leeway given to males. You see, in nature, you know, an animal, when attacked, it will either fight or flee, or just play dead. And how many men who have suffered, you know, now lead lives of deprivation, waiting for some woman, you know, in the role of mother, to come and save them? They just play dead. And this dissociation, I mean, even in therapy, when relating painful events, the male, he needs to be able to recount the past while remaining grounded in the present, so he can get back control. And the experience, you know, the trauma, it no longer has any hold over him. He owns it. And the legend goes that that many centuries ago, Russian soldiers, riddled with guilt over their actions on the battlefield, they made their way to the churches to seek penance for their sins. And Systema philosophy, it was born out of this mix of the warrior mindset and Christian beliefs. And what they created was a framework for men to live their lives by, that would, you know, through exercise and philosophy and breathing and knowledge of yourself, it would equip men with the tools necessary to live a peaceful and contented life. And the Russian people, you know, before the advent of the Russian Revolution, they had to protect themselves from invaders, you know, in all matter of terrain and weather. And it's quite literally adapt or perish. And they learned from the enemy. They studied them and then applied these techniques. And it's good advice. Know thy enemy, because they're our best teachers. And let them reveal themselves, then find their flaws, then employ your strategy. I mean, the goal is, you know, you remove stress, you remove fear. Because tension, it leads to diminished strength, it inhibits reaction time, and it affects your mental capacity. And everything needs to be adaptive, and the student needs to be able to be open to change and new concepts, be able to take on new ideas. And there's no hierarchy in Systema. There's no belts, there's no ranks. Because achieving some rank or some final goal means you stop learning, you stop developing, and it can breed pride. Because for me, Systema, it's self-preservation, because I'm not willing to sacrifice. You know, I earn that right through my pain and through my experiences. And if we look at MGTOW, you know, it's a way of being. It's a survival tactic, but it's not a complete experience. We can kid ourselves, but it's not, and it never will be. Because we're still isolated from one another. We're still cut off. And we're limiting our interactions. You know, we're navigating our environment, reducing our risk, yes. All with an awareness of how others view us, but it's not ideal. Because if you're like me, I want as complete an experience as possible in my life. But it is what it is. I mean, this is adaption and survival. But it's not easy. I always say that that trauma, it comes in the post. Because it has a way of manifesting itself in everyday situations, and there's always going to be consequences. And I've paid dearly for those consequences in the past. You know, trauma, it disrupted my development as a child in many ways. You know, it disrupted my sense of self and halted my ability to form bonds. I mean, it hurt me and hurt others in a number of ways. And I always felt that for every boy traumatized, there's a littered highway of people scarred and deprived by the boy who was never given the support to rebuild himself or be heard. Because trauma is in itself an emotional response to an experience. And it's through repetition of thoughts, you know, essentially reliving the event over and over again, that leads on to conditions such as PTSD. And if a person, if they receive treatment directly after being exposed to a violent or an abusive event, it can improve their process of recovery significantly. I mean, because some studies, they suggest that the human brain, it stores memory and our interpretation of events separately. And this separation, it allows you to shift your perception of past events, in order to give it new meaning and elicit a different emotional response. Because all of this is about shifting mental focus. As in combat, Sistema teaches you that if you're aggressive, or you're solely focused on winning, this will lead to pre-exhaustion, making you more of a target. And it gives you no real insight. And fear of failure, it's a useless emotion. Because we need to see failure as an opportunity to learn, so it will no longer have any relevance to our lives. And the same goes with criticism and praise. If we're reliant on others to feed our ego, or we're too prideful to take constructive insights from others, then you're not in control of your inner processes. And this will always lead to stress and anxiety and other health issues down the road. Now, a man has to take his power back. And Sistema, it enables you to recognize your emotions and no longer allows them to control your actions. And with a solid base where you feel secure and in control, it puts you in a good place to understand yourself. You can analyze your thoughts and make sense of your emotions and your beliefs, and then challenge those beliefs and reinvent yourself. And this introspection, it's the means by which we begin to rid ourselves of the feelings of distress, attached to memories. Because most men, they suppress to the point where they're dead inside. Men, they need to give themselves the permission to feel and claim that right. And Sistema, it empowered me. It allowed me to celebrate my masculinity and find purpose. I could shed the skin of a former life, and I didn't have to compromise. And every interaction with others is an opportunity to learn, especially from those who attack you or wish you harm. So embrace every moment as an opportunity. And wherever you are in life, whatever path you're on, we need to claim these experiences and our rights as men. No apologies.